Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevomis Daf Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloch Aleph, starting Daf Beis Amud Beis at the two dots, seven lines from the bottom. Zok the Gemara Levi Bar Susio Boy Kamei Rebbe. Levi Bar Susio asked Rebbe, Nitni Sheshes Renoshim. Why you have in the list of our Mishnah, there's 15 women that are considered to be Arias, that the point to the Tzara. He says, you can add one more to the list. Who is that? Imoy anusas oviv nesua le'ochiv me'oviv. The mother of the Yavam, who married the brother of the Yavam, and the brother died without children. Now, how can it be that the mother of the Yavam will be able to marry the brother beheter? The case is anusas oviv. Anusas oviv means the mother was not married to the father. There was a relationship with outside of marriage. In general, in the Torah, we find two types of relationships outside of marriage. One is called anusa, and one is called mefuto. Anusa means that was by force, and mefuto means with her consent. Usually in the Torah, anusa and mefuto means a young girl that now the one who did the oinus pitui needs to pay the father of the girl money for the fact he disrespected her. But al kolpanim, for our sugya, what we're talking about is there was a relationship between a person and a woman, and a child was born. But this woman was never married to this person. So for the child that was born from this relationship, the mother is his mother. She's also in him like a aim. But if he has a brother from his father, meaning a brother not from the same mother, that brother can marry this woman. If the woman would be married to the father, so any brothers cannot marry her because she's Eishes Av, the wife of a father. But in this case, she's not Eishes Av, she's a Nusas Av. It was an Oinus, which is outside of marriage. So a son of the father, who is not the son of this woman, can marry this woman. And this is the case over here. Reuven was born from this relationship. He has a half-brother from his father, who is Shimon. Shimon married the woman who's the mother of Reuven. And Shimon did not have children. So now this woman, the wife of Shimon, who is the mother of Reuven, falls liyibum. Reuven cannot do a yibum because it's his mother. Here is another erva that you can add to the list of our Mishnah. Omer lei, so Rebbe answers, Nikar oisaiish she'ein loy moyech bekodkodoy. It looks like this person doesn't have a brain, meaning it's not a good question. Says the Gemara of Vilama, why not? Why is it not a good question? Omer le begin the Rabbiudo. The Rabbiudo oyser banusas oviv umimfutas oviv. Because the Rabbiudo, because the Rabbiudo's shita is, the one may not marry the anus of his father and the mefuto of the father. Meaning Shimon cannot marry this woman. The same way Shimon cannot marry the wife of his father, his stepmother, he can't marry the anus of his father. So this case can never happen. So meaning our Mishnah is taking into account the shita of Rabbiudo. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is Asur, but it's not a Isur Karis. If Shimon did give Kiddushin to this woman, she's Mekudeshes. So you may, this case could happen. Shimon did Kiddushin, gave Kiddushin to this woman. Now Shimon died without children, and this woman is falling the Yibum in front of Reuven, but there's no Yibum because she's a Herva. So answers the Gemara, when Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Elo begin the Tanino, because it says, we're going to see later another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sheish arayos chamuris mihelu, ibnei shem nesuis lacherim tzoresem utoris. The Mishnah later will say that there's another six women, because in our Mishnah we spoke about 15 women that are able to marry the brother, but they're not, cannot have a yibum, so therefore the potter because of erva. There are six other women, another list of six. It's more chomer because they're married to others, meaning they can never marry his brother. Reuven is the Yavam, and he has a brother, Shimon, who dies without children. These women will never be able to marry Shimon, so they'll never have a echetim, so there'll never be a case that they're married to Shimon. For example, a mother who is the wife of the father. She cannot marry Shimon because of Eishes Aviv. So Yemele, Tzarese Mutaris. If there's another wife in that marriage, she's allowed to marry Reuven. So if the second wife of that marriage goes and marries Shimon, and Shimon dies without children, Reuven could do a Yibun to this woman. Why is that so? Because a second wife, a tsara, only applies when the marriage is to the brother. Then you have a concept of litzur tsara is pater. But if the mother and another woman were married to somebody else who's not the brother of Reuven, so then it's tsara is not usur. So that's what the Mishnah says. There's six cases, six women that would never be able to marry the brother of Reuven. So therefore, the tsara will always be mutter to Reuven. The Tani Rab Chia came, comes Rab Chia in the Brice and says, if you have been able to find a chetimse, that one of these women is able to marry the brother, is able to marry Shimon, not through an aveiro. So then, so the Mishnah says there's six cases that they cannot marry the brother. Comes with Rabbi Chiya and the Brice and says, if you will be able to find in one of these six cases a case where they could marry the brother, so then once again their tzara will be potter and a chalitzu imin ayibum, like in our Mishnah. What is that case that is possible that the brother will be able to marry one of this in the list? Says the Gemara, Mikulam ein lecho, ela imoy anusas aviv, nesula achim aviv. This is the case. One of the women in the list of the Mishnah Kamon is his mother. There is a case that a mother, his mother, Reuven's mother, could marry Shimon. What is the case? If the mother was never married to the father, she was only a nusa to the father. So the Gemara says this case is mentioned in the Braisa of Reb Chiya. So the Gemara still, lama loy taniso. So why do we mention in our Mishnah? Begin the taniso Reb Chiya loy nitna? You want to tell him because Reb Chiya mentioned it. So that's why I'm not mentioning this case in our Mishnah? Koshek nisanino. It's even more of a reason for us to mention in the Mishnah. Meaning the Gemara was attempting to say the reason why it's not mentioned in our Mishnah, because Reb Chiya mentioned it. So whatever Reb Chiya is mentioning, we don't mention in the Mishnah, it's even more of a reason the Rebbe should mention it if it's true and it's mentioned by Reb Chiya. So says the Gemara another answer. Ela begin de taninon, because we have another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Achoyso shehi yevomto, oy choyletzes, oy misyabemis. Meaning, in all the cases of our Mishnah, we will have the following scenario. If I have two Yevomos to fall a Yibum, Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. Shimon and Levi die without children. Now, if Shimon and Levi are married to two sisters, we'll call them Rachel and Leah. So in a regular case, he cannot do Yibum not to Rachel and not to Leah. Why not? Because each one of them is called Achos Zekukosoi. Zekuka means a woman who needs to get Yibum or Chalitza. And each one of them is a sister of a zekuko. And that's a iser, and you cannot marry a chayz kukosoy, so therefore you must do chalitza to both. But the Mishnah will tell us, if one of the sisters is usur and him, one of the sisters is one of the list of 15 arayas that we mention in our Mishnah. For example, Shimon and Levi were married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel happens to be the daughter of Reuven me'anusosoy. Meaning a daughter out of wedlock, so the sister of that daughter is not usur on him. So Rachel is usur on him because she's his daughter. Leah is not usur on him. So in this case, Shimon and Levi die without children. Shimon is married to Rachel, he cannot marry Rachel, so he could marry, he could do Yibum or Chalitza to Leah. And this applies to the entire list of the Mishnah. In all 15 cases of the Mishnah, you can have this scenario. That you have Shimon and Levi married to two sisters. The one of them is erva on him, so he can do Yibun to the other sister. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Achoyso shehi yevamto, a sister who is a yevama as well, or choletzas or misebevas, can do chalitza or Yibun. Concludes the Gemara and says, "Vad mashkach bekulon achoysi shivim yom amisibemes." This concept can apply to an entire list of the Mishnah. Chutz mi'imoy anusas aviv nesul la'achim aviv. Except the case we talk about right now, if Shimon's wife Rachel is the mother of Reuven, out of wedlock, so then Reuven is not going to be able to do yibum to her sister Leah, because she's achoys imoy. So this scenario will not apply to it. So concludes the Gemara. The reason we did not mention the case of Imoy and Nusas Aviv is because the scenario the Mishnah mentions of a Choyse Shehi Yevamto will never happen by Imoy. So that's why it's not mentioned in the list. We want to have a list that all these cases, the following cases in the Mishnah, apply to them. Continues the Gemara. Yitzchok bar Istayo Omar, Reb Shimon ben Lakish boy. He says the name of Reb Shimon Lakish. The Reb Shimon Lakish asked the following question. Nitni sheshes nashim chalitza poteret zarasa. Meaning there's another woman you can mention in the list of our Mishnah. And that is a chalutza. The Gemara calls it chalitza. It means chalutza. Meaning a woman that he did chalitza to. So Reuven has a brother Shimon who died without children. Shimon has a wife named Leah. Comes Reuven and does chalitza to Leah. What is Leah now to Reuven? She's a chalutza. A chalutza is usher in him because of a lav. Not a chorus. She's not an ashes ach to Reuven. She's a chalutza, which is an iser lav. Now then Reuven goes and does kiddushin to his chalutza. The kiddushin is chal. Reuven now dies without children. And there's a third brother named Levi. Can Levi do yibum to this woman? The Gemara now understands, no. Why not? For Levi, she's usher als eishes ach. We'll see in a moment why. But she's usher in Levi, so Levi can't do a yibum. For her, it's eser karis. So you should mention a 16th case in our Mishnah, a chalutza, a woman who's married to one of the brothers who has done already chalitza on her, so she's usher in the other brothers because of eishes ach. So says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yaakov de Rumayo Kamiya Veso, Velamo Loi Taninto. Why we didn't mention in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, begin there, Bekiva. Domer Bekiva, yesh mamzer bechalutza. He says, because Rabbi Kiva's shita is that Reuven, after he did chalitza to Leah, he can't marry her. It's a mamzer, it's not kiddushin. So this case cannot happen according to Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara, nitne al der Rabbonin. Okay, but Rabbonin disagree with Rabbi Kiva. And they hold the kiddushin is toifis by chalutza. We didn't want to mention our Mishnah, a case which is a machlokes. We wanted to bring all the cases to our Mishnah that everybody agrees with. So that's the reason we didn't mention this case. Okay, now the Gemara continues and says, the way you read Yitzchok ben Astayo brought this question in the name of Rish Lakish, that means he holds that Rish Lakish will agree with this concept. Asya the Yitzchok ben Astayo brought the question, he holds like care of Ami. And the Gemara is going to explain. Abiyasu is one who said, he's palguin Abiyachon of Yabashir Melokish, Abiyachon of Yishlokish argue. Abiyachon Amar, hui noy chayav al chalutso, ve'achim chayovim al chalutso, bein hu, bein achim chayavim al atzoro. Meaning Abiyachon's shita is, that if Reuven did chalitza to the wife of Shimon, so for him there's no curse anymore for this chalutso, and kiddushin will be toifis, as we mentioned before. But for the other brothers, there's still a sukkaris. That's regarding the chalutza herself. The tzara of the chalutza, the second wife of Shimon, everybody has the isser of Eshesach. There's a sukkaris to marry the second wife. Rishlakish argues, and he holds, bein hu, bein achim, einam chayovim la chalutza v'la la tzara. According to Rav Yassa's quote, Rishlakish says that the chalutza, for Reuven did chalitza to the wife of Shimon, this woman, who he did chalitza to, he could do kiddushi to her, but also the other brothers also could do kiddushi for her. There's no isra'eshes ach on the chalutza to any one of the brothers. So, beinu beinachim einam chayovim lo'al chalutza ve'lo'al tzara. Meaning, any one of the brothers, kiddush, don't have an isra karis, not on this woman, not on the woman that Reuven gave chalitza to, Leah, and not to any one of the wives of Shimon that were in the same marriage. For all of them, the Isra Eishes Ach is out. So that's Rav Yossa's quote. Rav Ami Machli Shmuasa. Rav Ami turns it around. He says, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that there's no Isra Eishes Ach over here. And Rish Lakish is the one who says there's still Isra Eishes Ach for the Tzara and for the other brothers on the Chalutza. And only for the one who did the Chalitza, Reuven, who did the Chalitza, by him there's no Isra Eishes Ach. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Zehira, come here, Rav Yossa, for Rav Ami Machli Shmuasa. So really, Rav Zeira told Rav Yassa, Rav Ami holds the opposite from you, who says what? There's different opinions what Rav Yochanan says. So the Gemara brings us a question, meaning it's very hard to say that there's machlekes what Rav Yochanan said, and there's the opposite machlekes what Rish Lakish said. It comes out to be an extreme machlekes. Sometimes we find machlekes in Shas, what did Rabbi Yochanan hold? But to say the one holds Rabbi Yochanan said A and Rish Lakish said B, and the other one says that Rish Lakish said A and Rabbi Yochanan said B, that's harder to say, and the Gemara brings it as a question, as a statement of a question. So Gemara goes back to our sugyo, Milso di Yitzchak Baistayo Messiah Le'avami. Umasar De'abonu Messiah Le'avyoso. Rav Yitzchak Baistayo that we mentioned before, he quoted Rish Lakish asking that why don't we mention in our Mishnah the case that Reuven married the Chalutzah? And this Chalutzah will be also and all the other brothers Al Tei Shezach. So you see that according to Rav Yitzchak Baistayo, Rish Lakish holds like Ravami. That for Reuven who did the Chalitzah, he doesn't have Yisrael Eshesach, but the other brothers do have Eshesach. And that's the reason he asked, they should be included in the list of the Mishnah of Arayas. But according to the other opinion, it's not Arayas to anybody, so it cannot be included in our Mishnah. So the fact that Yitzchak Baistayo mentioned the name of Rish Lakish, that means he holds like Ravami, that Rish Lakish is the one who holds this way. Now Rabbanon, they hold like Rav Yasa, the Rish Lakish says the opposite. We're continuing now in Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Hakol Moedim B'Tzara Shu Chayav. Everybody agrees that in the Tzara he's Chayav. That's a little different than what we said before, that they're arguing on the Tzara as well. But Lagabe, the Chalutza herself, Ma'pligin B'Chalutza. Ebrechon Ma'hu Enoi Chayav Al Chalutza Ve'Ochim Chayavim Al Chalutza. Ebrechon is the one who says that the Issuei Shesach still applies on the Chalutza for the brothers. And mainly, if Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said this way, so Rish Lakish said the opposite. So according to this Rabbanon, who is the right quote of Rish Lakish? Rav Yasa na Ravami. So to summarize this point, we have a machlekes Rav Yasa and Ravami. What did Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish say? In regards to a chalutzo, is there Yisrael Shesach for the brothers or not? And we just said now that this machlekes, what Rish Lakish says, depends on the machlekes of Rabbi Yitzchak Baistayo and the rest of Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Milhoin de Rabbanon Amrin Chalutza Potar. The fact that Rabbanon that we just mentioned say that when Reuven did Chalitza to Leo, the other brothers don't have Yisrael Shesach, that means Chalutza is not a Kenyan. Because if Chalutza will be a form of a Kenyan, so to a certain extent, Leah became a wife or connected to Reuven who did the Chalitza to her. So she should be also to the other brothers Al Tzei Shesach of Reuven. You see, Chalitza is not a kin. Chalitza is a ptur. Meaning, Shimon died. He has a wife named Leah. Leah can either marry Reuven or get Chalitza. When he does Chalitza, there's no relationship between Reuven and Leah. He's just letting her go. So immediately, there's no Isser to the other brothers. And the Gemara is going to continue to address this in one moment. The Gemara starts with a question. Shimon bar bo bo kamer b'yichron. Ma bin choylitz, ma bin megarish. Meaning, we're going to see later that if there is a sister of a Chalitza, take our case, Shimon died without children, he has a wife named Leah, Reuven gives Chalitza to Leah. Now Leah's sister Rachel goes and marries Levi, and Levi dies without children. So Rachel is Achos Chalutzosoy of Reuven, she's the wife of Leah, who Reuven gave Chalitza to, so he cannot do Yibum to her, but he is required to do Chalitza. Now in another case of Grusha, let's say Reuven was married to Leah, and he divorced Leah, so Leah for him is Grushosoy. And now Rachel married the brother of Reuven. And the brother died without children. So there it says, Achos Grushosoy, meaning Rachel, who is the sister of Leah, who was divorced by Reuven, does not require Chalitza or Yibum. She's Achos Grushosoy, she's potter completely. So the question is, what's the difference between Achos Chalutzosoy and Achos Grushosoy? Says the Gemara, Omer Leah, Tzavu Chalitza Kinyan, Eina Ela Ptur. Says the difference is simple. By a grusha, the grusha had a marriage relationship with Reuven. So there's some marriage connection. Therefore, the sister has no din chalitza or yibum. But by chalutza, there's no marriage relationship between Reuven and Leah. He just gave her a ptur, as we mentioned before. So therefore, the sister, achus chalutzasoy, is required to have chalitza. Hi, if so, so why there is an opinion, and according to one, that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that the other brothers have a Yisr Eish Yisach for this Chalutza. Again, back to our case. Shimon died without children. His wife, Leah, is required to have a Yibum. Comes Reuven, gives her a Chalitza. So this wife, as we mentioned before, is not Asr Reuven Al Tzei Shesach. She's only a Chalutza. But for the other brothers, at least according to one opinion, is she's Chayav Al Tzei Shesach. Which Eish Yisach do you have over here? Says the Gemara, "Ina achim chayovim aleha mishum ishto shel choylitz, ala chayovim aleha mishum ishto shel meis." She's a Shezach, not because Reuven gave her chalitzo, but because she used to be married to Shimon. And that's here the big chiddush. When Shimon dies without children, so any one of the brothers could come and do either chalitzo or yibum. If Reuven takes it over and he does the chalitza, so Mizbaru Lemafrer, retroactively we find out that she has no shaychus to the other brothers. For the other brothers, there was no mitzvah of chalitza yibum, and she remains the wife of Shimon, who's usher because of Eshazach. So according to this opinion, that the other brothers have a sukkaris, is because the isser of the marriage to Shimon still remains intact once Reuven did the chalitza. Continues the word and says, if you didn't bo, kemoda omar ben Reuven ochim en chayovim al chalutzo, hava chayovim al atzoro. Meaning we quoted before that Rabbanon hold that he and the brothers are not chayav on the chalutzo, but they're chayav on the tzoro. Meaning when Shimon died without children, and Reuven did a chalitza to Leo, so this Leo is not Oster al teshazach, and this mandarma holds, the mandarma they just quoted in the top of this amud, that the other brothers also don't have an Isur Shesach to this woman, to Leah. But they, all of them have an Isur Shesach to the second wife of Shimon. If there's a tzara in that household, there is a chiyuv of Karis of Eshazach. So says the Gemara, Nichohu einur chayav ala chalutzo shkvar nira liftarbo. I understand why Reuven has no issue with Leah, because Leah was about to marry him. I mean, she had the option to marry him. He did a chalitza. So the Ziko means the connection that you have between Reuven and Leah takes away the Isur Eshesach that Leah had with Shimon. And now Leah is not also B'tzad Eshesach, she's just a chalutza. V'chayev ala tzara, shaloi nira lifter bo. The tzara, that he had nothing to do with the chalitza yibum with her, he did chalitza to Leah, not to the second wife. So the second wife stays intact with the original Isur of Eshesach. But achid, ma'am bein chalutza etzloi, ma'am bein tzara etzloi. But for the brothers, they didn't do any chalitza or yibum. So why by them there'll be a difference between Leah and the other wife? For them, there's no difference between Leah and the other wife. They didn't do chalitza or yibum to neither of them. Chozav Almai came back and said, I'll tell you the answer. Einat yodem shumad mechayvoy. Im shum ishto shecholitz, im shum ishto shlemes. Meaning he answers that once Reuven did chalitza to Leah, something happened over here. Leah is not anymore considered to be married to Shimon, who died. She has some kind of relationship to Reuven, but it's not a full relationship, because Reuven didn't marry her, he only did chalitza for her. So the same way that for Reuven, there's no Isur Eshesach anymore because he did chalitza, so also for the other brothers, this woman went out from the status of Eshesach, and she doesn't have an Isur of Eshesach. And that's what he means to say, Mishumad Mechayev, when you Mechayev him, Shum Ishto Shecholitz, because the wife of the Cholitz, she's not really a wife of the Cholitz. He let her go. She's not the wife of the mace because she did the chalitza with Reuven. So that is the reason that for all the brothers, this woman doesn't have a dinei shezach. Omer Rabbi Yosi argues, ma'at sova chalitza kinyan in ein laptor. As we mentioned before, he argues and says when Reuven did a chalitza to Leo, there's no relationship between Reuven and Leo. He just let her go. And if so, ein achim chayovim alei mishum ishto shecholitz, avo chavim alei mishum ishto shalmeis. So there's no relationship between Reuven and Leah, so he's not considered to be the wife of Reuven. So therefore, there's no issur mitzad the fact that she had chalitza with Reuven, but she still remains intact, the wife of Shimon, for the other brothers. I mean, Rabbi Yosi is coming to argue on the svar and remain with the question. It says, Bishlomo Reuven who did chalitza to Leah. So that tells you the Eshesach went away. But for the brothers, the fact that Reuven did chalitza to Leah doesn't give any relation between Reuven and Leah. So if you don't have any more that relation between Reuven and Leah, what is Leah for the other brothers? The Eshesach of Shimon. She was married to Shimon and there's no mitzvah zibur anymore. So he comes to Rabbi Yosi and argues and says, Lechor, for the brothers, there should be a Yisur Eshesach on Leah, the same way there's a Yisur Eshesach on the Tzor. So Rabbi Yosi remains with this question. With this, we conclude that a very difficult daf, Yushalmi Yevomis, daf Gimel.